The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot, Amen. Daftet. Today's daf is being studied, the Amin Ishmat Mur Zekeni, Yosef bin Sarav, and Marat Zekenati, Yafar bin Sarav, and Abraham bin Esther, who Hashem bin Himbeg and Aiden, Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Ashid Imam, Moshe bin Dina, Salah Ruhama bat Rahel, Salah bat Rahel, and Narifan Rahim. אין הרפן להם, אין הרפן להם פת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, רפואתם כרבה לבוא. אכן יהיה רצון ונאמר אמן. אמן. Today's daf on Het Amud Bet, and we are at 8 lines from the bottom. And we are starting from the Braita, Tanurabana. It can truly be many. So the husband or the man, the Baal, tells the lady, "Be mikudeshet to me with the mane." She says, "Tenam al gabe sela." Put them on the rock. Put the kesef on the rock. Ena mikudeshet. The imaya sela shela mikudeshet. But if the rock was hers, so then already she is mikudeshet from the law of hasid. Is the assets of a person a kone for him. Mm-hmm. The first case, Tam, put it on the rock. So he throws it on the rock, they never got to. Masha'enkin, when you say this rock, and he specified the rock, so he knew exactly, he was putting it in her domain, so then the Gemara says, it is indeed mekudeshet. Okay? And the Mefarshim say over here, where she said Tenam ala sela sheli, or she actually pointed to the rock and it was known that it was ours. That's the case. V'imaya sela shela. It's not stam, not ex post facto. Not after he threw it, they found that retroactively. You know, at the time of the throwing of the Kiddushin, she said, put it on this rock because this rock belongs to me. So then already the law is, it is indeed Mekudesh. Ba'e Rabbi Ban, Sela Shel Shenehim. What if the rock belongs to both of them? Partners on the rock. Ma'u. So Gemara leaves that in a Teku. Let's read Rashi, two Rashi's from the bottom. Yimaya Sela Shela Nekudeshet, Shehatsero Shel Adam Kone. Because the Hatser, the field of a person is Kone. Vareu Kemosh Shemekabalato. So when it goes on the rock, it's like she received it. But in the case where you have a partnership, so then already you have a sefek, it's a tekel. Normally, we have a general rule that a hatser shel shnei shutafim, each one is able to be kone from other people, if something is thrown into the hatser of shnei shutafim, but to themselves, no. Which is, if I want to be maknes something to my partner, I can't throw it in the field. Because since I'm a partner in the field, it didn't leave my reshut to go into the second guy's reshut. By kiddushin, however, the sefek is, since we're partners on the rock and he wants to make kadesha, maybe at the time that he puts the kiddushin on the rock, he's mash'il to her, his part on the rock, so the kiddushin will be hal. It's like he's loaning her temporarily that spot, so the kiddushin will be hal. That's the sefek. Do you say that by kiddushin? But by regular business, by a hasid shel shnei shutafim, if a guy wants to make something to his friend, he's got to throw it in a third field. They cannot be make each other on shutafim. That's but there's a effect by kedushi. Het kedushi li bechikar. Okay, hare at mekudesh li bechikar zu loaf of bread. Tenau lekelev. So she says, feed it to the dog. Give it to the dog. Ena mekudeshet. Okay, ve'im aya kelev shela mekudeshet. But if it was her dog, so that's mekudeshet. Tena lekelev sheli. What's the explanation? Because she says she got money there, she got value. Because she saved the money that she would have to spend to feed the dog. So instead he spent the money on the kikar. So with that hana'ah, that the dog was fed, her dog that is, not any dog. So therefore there is indeed a kedushin. Okay, we'll go to the next case. Ba'e Rav Mori. Right? Kelev Ratz Ahareha. Mahu. There's a dog chasing her. Not her dog. The dog chasing her. And he comes along and he throws the kikar to the dog. And by that the dog, subsides. It stops chasing her. So the Gemara says, Mahu. Ba'hu. Hana'ah dekam matzlan nafsham mineh. With that hana'ah that she got by being saved by the dog, meaning there's a value to that. She'd be willing to pay money to somebody to appease the dog for. So gamra'u mekneya la nafsha. So maybe I'll say with that hana'ah she's gomeru mekneh herself, and therefore it is a kiddushin. Or dilma matzi amra le, or we say no, she could tell him. Listen, min Torah you have to save me. Forget about kiddushin. That's your responsibility. The Torah says, you're not allowed to see your friend in danger and let him go. She didn't give me any hana'ah. This was your obligation. So therefore, maybe it's not a kiddushin. Hitkachili bikikar. Next case. Give me a... with this loaf of bread. Tenau le'ani. So she comes along and says, I give it to that poor guy. Ena mikudeshet. Why? Because it's not her, she didn't get anything. Afilu ani asamuch ala. Even let's say, an ani that relies on her, which means there's a certain ani that she always supports, even so. Gemara says, my ta'ama. What's the reason? Amra le ki echi de mechayavna be ana achi mechayevet be at. Just like I'm obligated to feed the aniim, you're obligated to feed the aniim, and therefore you didn't give me a hana'a. You also have a mitzvah of tzedakah. Okay, now the chaura. What did you need two cases for? You had the case of the dog running after, so she can come along and say. You're obligated in lotah mod adam re'echa. Now you give another case of the tzedakah. So he says, Kisham, mikol makom nehenta b'ma she'tzilatam min hakelev. There, at least she got a hana'ah. That she got saved from the dog. So there's a sad to say, what? There's a kiddushin. Because mama, she received the hana'ah. Here, she received no hana'ah at all. All it is that he gave it to the ani. So therefore, it's not mikudeshet. Because again, she could say, you gave no hana'ah, you're obligated to give the tzedakah. Okay, comes the Gemara and continues. Ahu gavra. Dava kam mezbin, he was selling humre pitchayata. What is that? As she says, botins she'osin shel bedil. The deal is like a tin, buttons made out of tin. They string them on the rope. Echad, they make like a necklace out of it. They sell it, they put it on their neck. Okay, that's one way of understanding it. We have that girsa. We have petchayata. She's girsa was chomre. Chomre is just a button. Petchayata, which is our gersa, v'henchil zichuchit. That's made out of glass. Kimin tabaot dakin. I guess thin rings. V'kurin otam purlis. U'beshon rabotenu ustanit. Okay, anyway. So you had a guy selling these items. These are cheap items. Atai iteta. So a lady comes to him. Amrale, she says, Havli had shuka. Give me one strand. Amarla, Iyahivna lich mikedeshatli. If I give it to you, will you be mikudeshat to me? Amrale, Hava mi hava. She said, give it to me, give it to me. Amar Rav Hama, kol hava mihava lav klum hu. It doesn't mean anything. That's not a lashon that she accepted for Kiddushin. And therefore, no, it's not Narhal. No Kiddushin over there. But basically, she's saying, give me the item and stop, you know, right, stop playing jokes with me. I'm not getting Mikudesh to you. Give me the item. No, she pays. Ha'u gavra dava kashate hamra bachanuta. So what? There was a guy, he was drinking wine in a hanut. He was drinking wine in a store. So a lady came into the store. Amra le havri hadkasa. Can I have please one cup of wine? Amar la, yavna leich nikadeshatli. If I give you the wine, will you be mikudeshet to me? Amra le eshkuye eshkiyan. So she said, give me the drink, give me the drink. Amar Rav Hama, kol eshkuye eshkiyan, lav klum hu. Doesn't mean that lashon also is not as if she accepted the kiddushin. As if she's telling him, yeah, leave me alone. Just give me the drink and stop playing games with me. Ha'u gavra. Davaka shade tamre middikla. He was taking dates from the palm tree. He throws something at the palm tree, and the dates come down. Ataya hi iteta. So a lady came. Amrale. So she said to him, "Shidi li tarte. Give me two dates." Amrale ishadin alich mikedeshatli. And if I give them to you, you'll get married to me. Amrale, she said, "Shede mijda, throw it to me." Amar Rav Zvid, "Kol shede mijda, lav klum hu." Doesn't mean anything. That language also. So the common denominator between all these languages: number one, there's no kedushin. But if also you notice, they're all double languages. Right? The first case over there, mihaba, ashkuye ashkiyan. Then this case over here is Shadim Mijda. So in all those cases, Lav Klum. Okay? Tosfot just points out, you need three cases, the second Tosfot. Halach Tlat Ovde Itztarich Lashmi'inan Debishum Davar En Mu'il. In all the categories, it doesn't help. Lo B'mideh Da'achila Ushtiya V'lo B'shar Mili. Not in the food, that's the dates, not in the drink, that's the wine, not in the stamp things, that's the buttons. Whatever it is, doesn't work. So comes Gemara and says, "Ibaye lehu, have ashke v'shade mahu." If she just says it once, the only reason why you told me is when she says a double language, right? Havami hava. So that's not a lashon that she's accepting it for kedushin. But what if she said, you know, she said it once, just have. She said, "Ashkuye, or Shade, Mao Amaravina Mekudeshit." Ravina says, "In that case over there is Mekudeshit." Rav Sama Barakta Amar Tagad Malka. It's like he swore on the crown of the king. He says, "Tagad Malka, on the crown of the king, Ena Mekudeshit." Doesn't matter if she said it in double language or single language. And she says, "Beketer a melech nishba, ena mikudeshet." So you have a machloket by that. Someone would say the logic over here is, he says that the reason why it's not mikudeshet because there's a fellow asking a question. If I give you the item, will you be mikudeshet to me?
Okay.
So she should have answered yes. It's a yes or no response. By saying, hava, mihava, shkuye, shkayan, that already she changed from the language that she should have made. Answer your question, answer yes or no. So therefore, that's why it's not mekudesh. That's one way of understanding. Others say that, others say no. Others say that initially she asked these items not for paying. You said she wanted to pay. She never wanted to pay for these items. They want to say, she was asking it for a gift. They give me a cup of wine. Give it to me. So, me mekudeshet. Ashkuyashkiyan.
Just give it.
I'm not bothering now for a kiddushin for this situation. I want it for free. So she's just reiterating what she had, the terms that she established initially. She wants it as a gift, and she still wants it as a gift. That's why it's not mekudeshet. Okay? Right?
Say, don't be a wise guy. Just
look at the top Tosfot. Tosfot had a question. That's how he came to this answer. Top Tosfot is Vim Tomar. Ni gara matan ma'ot tefloni de mekudeshet kot sheken keshomer eten li. Tosfot has a bomb question. Tosfot said, we learned earlier that if he comes along, she comes along and says, give the money to so-and-so, she's mekudeshet. All of also in this case, what she's saying, give it to me. Certainly she should be mekudeshet. So Tosfot says, v'yesh lomar, v'shani ha'achad demi'ikara ita sho'elet, shelo betorat kiddushin. Now, initially, she was saying, give it to me, without kiddushin. She wanted it as a gift. She's still on her original premise that she wants it as a gift. In the other case, she was the one that came for kiddushin. She said, "Be mekudeshet to me. Just give the money to that guy." But that's already she initiated kiddushin. That's why it's mekudeshet. Midin arev and all that stuff. But she ain't got over here. Initially, she had no intention for kiddushin. She just wants a gift. She got be mekudeshet to me. Hey, gav, bring it to me. Okay. Velcheta ena mekudeshet. So that's the first ruling.
Okay.
Halacha in all these cases over here, not mekudeshet for the reasons that we said. Velcheta. Going back to what we learned on yesterday's daf, even one word, shirai or shirae, lo tzirichei shuma. When you give a silk item that's not defined, it's not kayetz, right? You give it to a lady, biturat kedushin. So long as it has a sheve peruta, you do not have to evaluate it. You don't have to make an assessment, right? That's that. And Ilcheta Kirabi El Azar. Rashi tells us, what is Rabbi El Azar? Rashi. The Amar it Kachili Bimane Venatan Nadinar Harezu Mekudeshet Biyashlim. Also, we learned on yesterday's daf. Right? Which means it Kachili with 100, and then he gives her 1. So we say the Kiddushin is immediate, and he just fulfills his condition by making good on the rest. That's a Bilazaz law. Vilcheta kerava amar of Nachman. What's that? That's what she points out. Mane in kan, meshkon in kan. Right? When a person, let's say, owes the lady money, right? So he says, it's kachili bin mane. So he owes 100 now, but he doesn't have the money. So he gives her a meshkon. Right? So he wants to be mekudeshet now through the mashkon. So the Gemara said, "Mane en kan, mashkon en kan," because really he didn't give her the mashkon. The mashkon is really for the payment that is still by him, and therefore it is not mekudeshet. He didn't give her the mashkon as a matana. The mashkon is really just for the payment, which the payment never got to. Therefore, not. So therefore, we now got the rulings, the bottom lines for all the sugyot that we learned above. Now we go further to the next ruling of the Mishnah. We learned one of the ways to mekadesh a lady is with a shtar. Now we're going to discuss how the shtar works. Tanu Rabbanan bishtar ketzad katav lo al niyar. He writes either on a piece of paper or the cheres, a piece of pottery. Afal pi she'en bo shave peruta. Doesn't have to be worth anything. Right? He's not mekadeshing her with the paper. That has to be worth anything. He's been conditioning it through what's written on the paper. What does he write? Betecha mekudeshetli. Okay, this is a case of talking about where a guy, he's marrying a minor, right? So he goes through the father. So the father marries off the minor. So he writes on the shtar. Betecha mekudeshetli. Betecha meuresetli. You can use that word also. Betecha li leintu. Or your daughter will be for me a wife. Either way is okay. Right? That she says, Vihi birshut avia lekadesha kegon shelo bagra. The very point, as we learned earlier, not only a ketana is under the jurisdiction of the father for kiddushin, but even a ne'ara. Very important. Nara also is under the jurisdiction of the father to kiddushin only until she becomes a bogeret. That's full maturity. Okay, so yeah, betecha mekudeshet, betecha meoreshet, betecha lili into. Harezu mekudeshet. Matkifla rebizera bar mamal. Ha lo dami haishtara lishtar zevine. So wait. We know already a little about shtarot. We know shtarot already from business. Shtar mechir. When a person wants to buy something. Generally speaking, the rules go when you want to buy something. So you have a mocher and you have a kune. Right? You have the seller and you have the buyer. Who writes the shtar? So Gemara says, Hatam mocher kotevlo. The seller writes the shtar and he says in the shtar, Sadai mechura lecha. My field is sold to you. So therefore it's the mocher, the one that's selling. In this case over here, who's the one that is the mocher? Who's selling? Well, there would be more like the girl. On the girl side, she's mekneh herself, right? She's selling herself, so to speak. The husband is the buyer. Hacha ba'al kotev. But here it's the opposite. Here it's the husband that is the buyer that's writing the shtar. B'techa mikudeshili. Now the Gemara is assuming that these two shtarot have to work in tandem. So they go and say, what are you talking about? This, how can this be a shtar? We know the rules of shtar. Shtar, who's the mocher, writes it. And over here you tell me now, the shtar, who's writing it? The kone. That's the Gemara, because of discrepancy. What are you talking about? We know a little about shtarot, right? We know the mocher writes the shtar. Hey, tell me the kone writes the shtar. What kind of business is over here? So comes the Gemara and says, the way that she crystallizes the question, he just says in one line, Uminalan dechiyai gav navi shtara. Who told you, in the case where the kone writes the shtar, that it's valid? We know when the mocher writes the shtar, it's good. So Gemara says, Amarava hata me'anyana dekra, ve'acha me'anyana dekra. Listen, we're just basing the rules on the pesukim that we have in each subject. Right? Hatam ketiv, by case of fields, umachar me'ahuzato. Which is when a field is being sold, it refers to it by the seller's standpoint. Umachar me'ahuzato. B'mocher tala rahmana. Right? It's going by the mocher side. And therefore the mocher is the one that writes the shtar. Hacha ketiv ki yikach. But by kiddushin, who's the focus? The one that's taking, the koneh. B'ba'al tala rahmana. Good. So therefore, we're going with pesukim, just the context of each item. So comes Gemara and says, "Hatam nameketiv." If you want to go by fields, if that's your barometer, pesukim, that you're going by pesukim. So I'll show you. We have a pasuk by fields that says what? Sedot bechesef yiknu. Right? Fields will be bought. That's going by the buyer. Not the seller, yiknu. So Gemara says, karibe yikanu. Which means, read it, yikanu, as if saying, it will be sold. Instead of reading yiknu, which is bought, which is on the buyer side, if you change the kudot, or yikanu, or yaknu, the point is, it'll be on the mocher side, on the seller side. Mm-hmm. So we adjusted that one. Mm-hmm. Okay? So Gemara says, "My tama karid be yikanu." Why'd you change it? Mishum dichtiv umachar. Because we want to keep it in conjunction with the other pasuk, umachar mehozato. So we always want to put it on the seller side, right? Hachanamis, so the Gemara asks a question. Karibe kiyakah. Change that one. Instead of kiyakah and putting it on the husband's side, put it on the girl's side. Put it on the one that is selling. Kiyakah is the one that's being taken, not the one that's taking. Why? Dikhtiv et biti natati laisha zeh. Because it says by kiddushin, by the father marrying the lady, right? It biti natati laisha zeh. What does that show you? It biti natati. that the father is saying, right, I gave over my daughter, so that is on the one that is selling. Which means just like you adjusted the pasuk, the father of the bride, just like you adjusted the pasuk by mecher, so it's in conjunction with the umachar pasuk, so adjust the word ki yikach, where you said, oh, that's going on the koneh, adjusted ki yakach, to go on the girl's side, to be in tandem with the pasuk, it bitinatati, right, that's the one that's giving over, that's the seller, right, and therefore say what? That the seller has to write the shtar. Look at Rashi, that she says, bitmiha, it's really a question, kari be ki yakach, v'nema, right, which means change kiyakar to put it on the girl side, not on the baal side, to keep it in congruent with the pasuk of et bitinatati laish. So give us, you know what? Forget about the pasukim, because we're going to start with the pasukim, you're going to run into issues, you're going to change the kudot, you're going to, it could be going on, then you'll think maybe the lady has the right to start. So you know where we're going to learn it from? Make it easier. Gemara says like this, Ena marava ilchitaninu. Okay, we took it out of the pesukim, it's halakha l'moshe m'sinai. Asmechinu rabbanan akrai. Which means the pesukim were used. We thought the pesukim initially were used as source pesukim. No, pesukim that we quoted, umachar me'achozato, ki yikach ish isha, those pesukim are used as an asmachta. Smachta means as a remez, which means when Moshe Rabbeinu said these halakot, he said them ba'al peh. So the rabbis, they wanted to use different pesukim to remember the halakha of Moshe Mitzinai. Because Moshe Rabbeinu got them from Simon, he said, you know what, abotai, when a guy is selling a field, the seller rides the shtar. So the rabbis came and said, oh, you know what, we got a pesuk, umachar me'achozato. This you can remember, it's not the source. When a man gets married, the man writes the shtar, kedushin. But I got other pesukim. That's not the pesukim. Don't bog yourself down in pesukim. It's the kamashem sinai. V'ibaitema hatam nameketiv va'ekach et sefer hamikna, which means haka hatam name gabesh shtar zevini, by purchasing a field, ketiv, va'ekach et sefer ha-mekna. The mekne, or the mekna, is the one that is selling, not the buyer, not the kone. The mekna is the one that is selling. Alma, ha-mocher natnu nelokayah. The mocher gave it to the one that was buying. Dichtiv, va'ekach. Velokitiv va'eten, which means the buyer took va'ekah. The buyer is talking. Says, I took the sefer amikna. I took the shtar. The buyer must have taken it from the seller. This is a famous story, incidentally, in the Navi that she tells me Yirmiyah ya konet asadim yad Hanamel. Story in Navi, Yirmiyah is buying a field from Hanamel. Alma mocher kotev sadaim mechura lecha venotem biyad lo kav alhacha ki yikach ketiv, which means you have another pasuk by fields. Fields have a special pasuk that says the seller writes the item, because it says va'ekach et sefer ha-mekna. The buyer says I took the sefer ha-mekna. Yirmiyah is saying. Yirmiyah was the Yirmiyah was the koneh, exactly. Yirmiyah said, I took the sefer ha-mekna, I took the shtar from Hanamel, who was selling it. So we have Pefirus Pasuk over there. But Sheker Baile, it says, Ki Yikach. Okay? That's a bit, you have more of a Pefirus Pasuk.
I don't want to go to say that Yikach means the father of the bride.
Yeah, we're not going to start with all that. Yeah. Initially, we thought, Mr. Umachar, Mr. Achozato, then we started to say, oh, we got another Pasuk that says, Sadot Bekesef Yiknu, I read it Yikanu. You know why we're doing all that? Because we have a Beferush Pasuk that says, Va'ekach et sefer ha-mekna. So we know that that's the way it works. Okay, mashenken by a lady, we read a straight kiyaka. You don't have to go through this whole roundabout business. Which means I'll change the pasuk sadot bekesef yikanu based on this pasuk of Yirmiyah that clearly said that he took the sefer amikna. Okay. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, Ve'amar Rava. Amar Rav Nachman, Katav lo ala niyar, o ala cheres, af al pi she'en bo shave peruta. Okay, even though it's not a shave peruta, betecha mekudeshet li, בתכה מאורסת לי, בתכה לי לאינטו, בין על ידי אביה, בין על ידי עצמה, מקודשת, מדעתו, והוא שלא בגרה. Rules here. So he writes on the star, your daughter to me is מקודשת. He can give the star to the father, no problem. בין על ידי עצמה ושהיא says שקיבלתי מדעתו של אב. And the father can tell the girl, you take it. She's the father is the one that's giving her over.
Yes.
But it doesn't matter who the star is given to. The star can even given to the father, ודאי, or even to the daughter, so long as the one is given to the daughter, it's מדעת of the father. מקודש מדעתו והוא שלו בגרה. So she doesn't become a בוגרת. And she says, מדעתה שהיא אמרה לא לקבל ועד בעינן דעתה דידה והוא שבגרה. Right, which means in a case, which we'll see in the next case, in a case where she became a בוגרת, then already she's got to give the father permission to receive the קידושין. Right, because she's the father's an agent. Before בגרות, she doesn't have to tell the father whatever. The father can marry her against her will. Now, so when it says "Mekudesh v'avuhu shelo bagud," katav la'ananiyar v'alacheres, af api she'en bo shave peruta, harad kudesh de'aret l'te'etu al berus, mekudesh ben al yedei aviha, ben al yedei atzma midda'ata, v'hu shebagra. Right. In that case over there, when it says v'hu shebagra, that's talking about where she's getting it. Because this case over here is I mean this last case again. Right, which is the first case over here is we said Ben Aliyade Aviya Ben Aliyade Atzmai. Give it to the father or he can give it to her. Mikudesh middato, as long as the father is aware. The Ushelo Bagra. Right? Because no bagra, and then she could only receive it al da'at the father. However, katav la niyar v'lacheres af api she'en bo shave peruta, harei at mekudeshet li. Now he's telling the girl, right? You are mekudeshet to me. Harei at li le'intu, harei at meureset li. Mishtukta. I'm talking to the father. Mekudeshet ben al yedei aviha. Now, ben al yedei atzma. Midda'ta. Now she has the proof. Not midda'to anymore. Midata. What's the case of midata? Vehu shebagra. Because once she becomes a bulgarian, she's to her own. Once she's to her own, so now you got to be mekadesh the girl willingly. And if the father's accepting it, the girl has to know that the father's accepting it for her, but she's like the father's the agent. Because already she can accept it herself. So it all depends if she's a bulgarian or not a bulgarian. If she's not a bulgarian, so then already the father of a dai can accept it. Vichelo midata. Right? She's a Bulgarian, the father accepts it, middata. Right? And the opposite, when she's not a Bulgarian, she accepts it, she has to be middata father. Because right? It crystallized, Bulgarian, she's to her own, less than Bulgarian, it's the father's call. That's what comes out really over here. Okay, comes the Gemara and continues. Ba'ir Bishmon bin Lakish. New point. Star ilusin shekitavo shelo nishma mahu. got to start Kiddushin. Hare at Mekudeshet Li. They put her name in it. Hare at Rachel Mekudeshet Li, Kedat Moshe Yisrael. What happened? The guy wanted to make a Kedushin lady called Rachel. He wrote a Shtar Kiddushin. He changed his mind. But his Kavanah was Venus Rachel. Another guy found this star over here. Oh, beautiful. Has Rachel in it. I also want to get married to a Rachel. So he wants to use this star over here that has the word Rachel in it, but it's different. It wasn't written Lishma. So does a star Kiddushin have to be written Lishma?
Okay.
Now, if you remember, by Gittin, has to be. That's the whole thing. Bechatav, la Lishma. So the Shaila is going to be, do you have a Yad, Yitziyah, do you compare going out to the going in, all that business, right? So Gemara says, now, Havayah or Havayot li Yitziot Makshinan, do we compare the going ins to the going outs? Ma Yitziah ba'inan lishma, af Havayah ba'inan lishma, right? Look, we know v'katav la ba'yegit, it's got to be lishma, so it's just like a get. Makish Havayah li Yitziah, right?
Yep. Yes.
Or Dilma, Havayot li Hadadi Makshinan. Or maybe I compare the goings in, the goings in to themselves. How? Ma havayad de kesef lo ba'ina nishma, af havayad de shtar lo ba'ina nishma. Which means the kesef that you give, does the kesef to be lishma? When they minted the coin, they minted it l'shem d'Israel. No, the coin is a coin. So maybe I'll tell you, all the havayot are similar to themselves, that just like by the Havayah of Kesef, you don't need Lishma, so the Havayah of Shtar, you also don't need Lishma. She says, Shetit Surat Dinar to Baal Lishma. The coin that was minted the Lishem, the lady. So Gemara says, after he asked the question, Batar de Ba'ayah Adar Pashta. After he asked the question, he answered the question. Havayah li Yitziyah Makshinan. Yeah, you do make the v'yatzeava yeta hekesh makshina damar kera v'yatzeava yeta, which Rashi says hadar pashta v'yatzeava yeta shere ikar shashtar kone b'isha mikan lamad. You see the source of shtar. How do you know shtar works at all? To learn shtar from get. So since the source of shtar kedushin is from get, then you learn that that's there's a connection between them. Just like a get has to be lishma, so the shtar kedushin also has to be lishma. Good?
Very good.
Now the Gemara comes along and says, Itmar, ketavo lishma v'shelom b'da'ata, rava v'ravina amre mekudeshet. So what happened? They wrote the shtar kedushin lishma v'shelom b'da'ata. No, look at Rashi, shelom b'da'ata. Kodem ha-ketiva lo nimlach ba. He didn't ask her if she wants to get married or not. Da'ar kach hodi'ah. And then he informed her. V'kibbalta. Oh, u'begadluta ka'e. Either she's a gedolah, like you said. V'hu adin b'ketana v'ne'ara l'shma v'shlo mid'at abiyah. Which means that she's not saying you gave it against her will. That she just says that when you wrote it, she didn't know anything about it. You wrote it, Lishma, for the lady, but you didn't ask her yet. Maybe at the time of the writing, it's got to be Midata. She's got to know that you're writing a get or a kiddushin for herself. Because after says, V'achod Yavi Kibbalta. Kibbalta says she accepted it Midata subsequently. She says, yes. So comes Gemara and says, Itmar Ketavo Lishma V'shalom Midata. At the time of the writing, she didn't know about it. Havavid Avina Amre Mekudeshet. Rapapa v'rav shanabiyya amre ena mekudesh. Amar papa. So the papa is the one that said ena mekudesh. Ema ta'ama didhu. I'm going to give the reason of my, the ones that are arguing on me, their reasons, meaning the reasons of Rabba v'ravina. The ema ta'ama didi. And I'm going to give my reason. I'm going to explain my opponent's reason as well as my reason. Ema ta'ama didhu. The reason why they say lavas Mekudeshet, dechtiv, v'yatzea v'hayeta. Makish havaya liyitziya. Ma yitziya lishma. Just like the get has to be lishma. V'shelo medata. That's for sure. When you write the get, you can write it against the will. You can know about it.
The get has to be like
Afa Vayana mi Lishma. So too we're gonna say Vaya Lishma. But what? Bishilu Medata. Doesn't have to be Medata. Right? Should have to know about it. And what's my logic? I say v'yatzea v'yita, makish havaya liyitzia. I compare the havaya to the yitzia, and I say like this: ma yitzia ba'ina da'at makne. Let's review terminologies now. In every transaction, you have a kone, that's a buyer, and then the makne is the one that gives himself over. Let's say, right. So let's say by a get. By the get, who's the makne? The makne is the husband. The husband is giving over the freedom to the lady. The lady's kone her freedom. Okay, that's the husband is the makne. By a kiddushin, who's the makne? The wife is the makne. She's giving over herself, and the husband is the kone. So the rabbis learn over here like this. Just like by a get, nidat makne, that's the husband. So to af havaya ba'inan da'at makne. So to by kiddushin you need da'at makne. Who's that? The wife. You can't write it without her da'at. Rashi. Da'at makne ha'inu ba'al. Shekna ota beget ze la'atzma upotra meminu ba'inan shikhtum min da'ato. Tekhtiv v'chatav la. Afkan da'at makne dan wa'isha shenikhtit ne ba'al. So here the two sides of the coin.
They're both makish.
Which means they're both makish. The question is for what? The first rabbi is Makish, Ma Yitzi'ah. Everybody agrees Lishma. But what? Shalom Data. You don't got to ask her when you're writing the get. So to the Kiddushin. You write it Lishem Rachel. I didn't ask her. At the time I wrote it without asking her.
But it has to be far.
Lishma. Second Shita says, nah, Ma Yitzi'ah Ba'inan Lishma, but you need Da'at Makneh.
She has to know.
Which is the husband's got to write it. He's got to be writing it Midato. So too, when you're writing a kiddushin lishma, but midata, dat of the makne, she's the makne in this case. You always need dat makne. Good. Metive. So the Gemara has a question from a braita. En kodvin shtar erusin v'nisuin ela midat shenehem. You don't write a shtar irusin. You gotta have da'at from both of them. My love, shtar irusin v'nisu'in mamash.
There you go.
And therefore what? You have a question. Because here it's saying you need da'at. So how did Rava say mikudeshet? Rava and Ravina learned mikudeshet. What are you talking about? They said you don't need da'at of the isha. But here clearly have a braita. Again, Navan and Avigna, as great as they were, they can't argue on a braita.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, "Lo." The Gemara is explaining now. Comes the Gemara and says, "Lo, shtare pesikta." Different shtar over here. You thought shtare rusin means mehareat mekudeshet li or betcha mekudeshet li? No, it's not that. This is the terms, the monetary agreement. That's called Tanaim. That's called Shtar Pesikta. How much you're going to give? How much you're going to give? Yeah, the money, the business side of it. Uchtrav Gidal Amarav, Dabarav Gidal Amarav, Kama Atan Oten Lebincha. Yeah, the father of the bride asks the father of the groom, how much you giving to your son in dowry? Kach vekach. And then the other one asks, father of the groom, lipeticha, how much you giving for your daughter? Kach vekach. Oh, after they establish the price, shtar pesikta, which the Gemara is saying that's done already. Midat him. Both sides have to agree on that. Kidshu, then they make the kiddushin. Kanu, henena devarim aniknim ba'amira. Even though the shtar pesikta. There's no shtar. It's just verbal. Yeah, you're going to give this, I'm going to give that. They didn't actually make a formal kinyan. They didn't even write it. It's devarim sha'ba'al peh. So normally you need something that's mishabed you. Usually words are not enough to mishabed a person to the kinyan. This case of Ishtar Pesikta, you know what the kinyan is? The kinyan is the kiddushin. Because the parents have a tremendous hana'a that the children are getting married. So with the hana'a that they're getting, that the children are making kinyan and kiddushin, gamre umaknen nafshayu. Based on the kinyan of the kiddushin that follows. The old days before they make the kiddushin, they knew the couple was getting married, engaged. Right? They would sit down, they work it out, how much you're getting, how much you're going to give. Okay, they shake hands, but it's not really binding. But what makes it binding? This is hana'a that they have. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, ba'amira. Belo kinyan. She kiddushin hen gemara davar. That they're going to get married. When it came to those monetary tana'im, there, the witnesses, when they want to write it up at the end, they want to have to write up the conditions. He said he's going to give 1,000, he says he's going to give 2,000. But when they write up, it's got to be midat. The two parties. Which means they want this to be written, they'd rather it incidentally to be a milveh al peh. Because milveh al peh, you can't go after their assets. But as long as it's a verbal agreement, they can only go after the stuff that they have. They don't want it to be written as they make it a document out of it, because then already you're going to have to go after their assets. But the point is, you need to shoot from both of them to write it down. Because normally, that's what she's coming to say at the end. He says, but if they want to write it, you got to get their permission. You understand why you got to get their permission? Because they'd rather keep it al pe. Are you following? Again, a person would rather keep the agreement verbal. Why? You can't come after my real estate. So if the Edim now want to write it down in a shtar to make it a binding on a shtar, you got to get permission first. That's all it says, you need da'at shene him. But by a shtar, it'll see, you don't need any da'at, could be, when you wrote it up, you didn't even ask us. You have no ra'ya from this case of shtar erusin. Good? Mara continues, ubebi'ah. So we learned in the Mishnah, one of the ways to make a kadesh isha is with bi'ah. Mina lan, how do you know that bi'ah is a kinyan? Amar Rabbi Abu, Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Amar Kera, Be'ulat Baal. That's the way the Torah refers to somebody that is an Ishit Ish. A married lady is called Be'ulat Baal. Milamed Shena'asa La Baal Al Yedeh Be'ila. Right, it was the Be'ulat Baal. The Baal became a Baal to the Be'ila. So you see what? Be'ah is Kone. Amar Rabbi Zila Rabbi Abu. Ve'am Ya Rishtaki Ish Rabbi Yohanan. What do you mean? It's loathsome with Rabbi taught. Uba'ula uba'ala milamech niknik bibi'a, which means Rabbi had a derasha already. It said ki yikah ish isha uba'ala. But that's loathsome to you. Well, you didn't like that derasha. You had to go somewhere else. Isha be'ulat ba'al. What did you have to go search somewhere else? Well, there was a ki'ura with Rabbi said. He says, no, Rabbi Hanan will tell you, imehata mava mina ad mekadesh vehadar ba'il. I would have thought, like we thought also when we read it the first time, you maybe need both. Ki yikah ish isha, that's kesef, uba'ala and bi'ah, which means maybe I would think when you use kesef, you need it to follow by a bi'ah. That's why I needed to come and tell me, kamash ma'lan, that bi'ulat ba'al teaches me that bi'ah alone is koneh. That's why I don't like that other derashah, because I would think you need both. Matkif la Rabbi Abba bar Mamad im ken. If you're going to tell me that what? That from the Pasuk of Kiyakah Ishisha, I would think that you need both. That a lady is not Mekudesh unless you have Kesef and Bi'ah. You need both. Im ken Ne'ara Me'urasa. We have a law that says you have a Ne'ara Me'urasa, she's engaged. She's Me'urasa. Somebody goes with her, he's Hayav Sekila. Somebody goes with her and has Bi'ah with her, she's Hayav Sekila. But it's only to know when she's a Betula. Okay, only when she's a betula. If she's not a betula, it's regular ishit ish when you get henik. But if she's a betula, the Torah says you get sekila. If you're going to tell me that the only time that if you use kedushay kesef has to be followed with a bi'ah, so you'll never have the case of a na'ara mu'rasa that gets sekila. Because whenever she's mu'rasa, she is a be'ula already, because Kesef doesn't work alone. You need kesef followed by a bia. Hechi mashkahata. Ida agdish vada ba'il. If the husband made a kiddushin with kesef, then a bia. Be'ulai. And there's no sekilah on that. Ida agdish velo ba'il. If he just gave kiddushin without a bia, lav klumu. You tell me it's nothing. Amaru abelan kebeda ba'yez. Now I'll give you the case. Mashkahatla. Kikon sheba'alea arus shelo kedarka. The case is talking about where legabe kedushin. The pasuk says legabe. It says there's a pasuk says mishkeve isha. Mishkeve isha teaches us that all forms of bi'ah are considered mishkav. And the following kinyan for kedushin, even if bi'ah shelo kedarka, it'll be koneh. So I would have said from the pasuk kika isha, it's talking about what where he made a kesef followed by a bi'ah shelo kedarka. So she's still a betula. That's the case. I have a nara meorasa. That's hayav sekila. Good. So comes the Gemara and says, "Amale Abaye." He says, "Wait, that cannot be the case either." Ad kan lo peligir a v'rabbanan ela be'achir, which is we have a machloket which we're going to see now. Rabbi and Rabbanan, when somebody else besides the husband has a bi'ah shelo kedarka, does it make her a be'ula or is she remaining a betula? A machloket legabe other people. Aval ba'al devir akolim ba'aleh shelo kedarka asa'a. Be'ula. But everybody else, the husband, that when the husband has a bi'ah shelo kedarka, that already makes her a be'ula. So we're back to the question. Now, first of all, we're going to show you that the holy machloket in the bin rabbanan is gebe others. That does the bi'ah shelo kedarka make her a be'ula or not? How do you know that? Ma'ihi detanya. Ba'u aliyah. Who's this? Ba'u aliyah asara anashim. 10 guys, one after the other. Va'adayni betula. And she's still a betula. How does that mean? That each one went, had a bi'ah, shelo kedarka. Okay? Kulan beskila. So the first shita says, all sikila. Because this shita holds, the rabbis hold what? That a bi'ila shelo kedarka, she remains a betula. And therefore each guy, down the line, bi'ah shelo kedarka, sikila. The next one, because she's not a me'orasa. So therefore the old guy, hayav down the line, sikila. However, the bi'omer, omer ani, harishon beskila. The first guy will be Biskila, because his bi'ah shelo kedarka was on a betula. V'chulam b'chenik. But after his bi'ah shelo kedarka, everybody else is b'chenik. So you see what, according to the B, that a bi'ah shelo kedarka by acher makes her a be'ula. She's the machloket is by acher, by somebody else. Rabbanan say bi'ah shelo kedarka by acherim, she's still a betula. And then the B says that bi'ah shelo kedarka by acherim, she's a be'ula. That's only the first guy. You have to say that Na'aramus, she got married with whoever, with a kesef, let's say, whatever it is. Harik is lesser? Harik is less, but so therefore, we're back to the question over here. Give me a case that you'll have a Na'aram, if you tell me that a kesef can only be followed by bi'ah, give me a case of a ne'aram or asad that'll be hayevet sekila. Because if she got kedusha kesef, that means she got kesef and bi'ah. And even if you want to tell me bi'ah shelo kedarka, everybody holds up by the husband, the bi'ah shelo kedarka makes her a bi'ula. And if we have a case of ne'aram or asad, it's hayevet sekila. Right? That's beskila. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak mashka'ala good ketchup bishtar. Easy. So we'll put 10 kesef on the table. The case is talking about when a guy made a kedushin bishtar. Now, shtar alone would work without a bi'ah. Why? Ho'il v'gomer u'motzi. Since you can give a shtar on the way out, all you need is a shtar to give a get, right? You don't need anything else. So they have a gomer u'mechlis. So I would say shtar, all you need is a shtar to get in. And therefore, shtar would be different than kesef. Therefore, shtar alone is enough. You don't need anything to follow for a kiddushin. So I'll give you the case that she made a kiddushin with a shtar. Therefore, she's considered a betula. Therefore, she have a na'arasam, na'aram urasad. That's, if a guy goes away, I am the skila. In that case, because she's considered a betula. Now, let's review everything. Therefore, if it just went to the pasuk ish isha uba'ala, I would have thought, what? That when you do kesef, it's got to be followed by a bi'ah. That's why you need the other pasuk that says uba'ala to tell me that bi'ah alone does it. You don't need it to be, bi'ah alone. And now once bi'ah alone works, then of course kesef alone works. Because, what do you have to tell me kesef and bi'ah? Bi'ah alone is going to work. What did the kesef before? Understand? What once I tell you bi'ah alone works, so what do I need the pasuk to tell me? That kesef and bi'ah. What do I need kesef for? Just do the bi'ah alone. It must be kesef alone as well. Good. We have a pasuk. Rabbi Yohanan doesn't use that pasuk to teach Mibiyah. He uses the pasuk of Bi'ulat Ba'al. It says, V'hi Isha Bi'ulat Ba'al. To teach me why Isha becomes a Isha by Bi'ah. What does he do with the other pasuk of Rabbi? What does he do with the pasuk of Ki'ikah Ish Isha U'ba'ala? How Mibi'ale Zunik Nit Mibi'ah V'en Ama Avriyah Niknit Mibi'ah. To come and tell me that Ki'ikah Ish Isha U'ba'ala, that a lady is Niknit Mibi'ah, La'apuke'ei Amma Avriya. If a guy wants to acquire an Amma Avriya, he cannot acquire her through Bi'ah. Why would I think you can? Sakana Khamina, Titi Bikavahoman of Yibama. I'll make a Kavahoman from Yibama. Ma Yibama She'en Niknit Bekesif. Niknit Bibi'ah. Zushi Niknit Bekesif. Amma Avriya, there is Niknit Bekesif. Enodich Niknit Bibi'ah. So that's why I need a Pasuk to come and tell me not. Kabras, what are you talking? Mali Yibama She'en Zukukav Omedit. The reason why you can get it with a Bi'ah is because already there's a Zika. Masha'en ken by Amma Avriya, there's no connection. Therefore, that's why we can't make a kavahomer that a bi'ah works by Ibema. Of course, you can't work by an Amma. There's no zikah there. So the Gemara says no. Salka da chamina hu il vechatav by an Amma Avriya. It says that what im acheret yikahlo, that if he takes another wife, which means the guy can marry, let's say, the Amma Avriya. Okay, he marries his Amma. But he can take another wife as well. It says, Ima hayrit yikahlo. Right? He can take a second wife as well. The master can take a second wife. So it says, Huksha katuv la'ahirit. The Torah, I thought, would make a hekesh between the second wife that he takes to the Amma. And say, Ma hayrit mikniya bibi'ah. Just like the second wife, can he take it with bi'ah? Af Amma avriya mikniya bibi'ah. Kamash ma'ala. That what? No, that Amma avriya is not mikniya bibi'ah. You understand how I would have thought? It says, Ima hayrit yikahlo. If the guy takes a second wife, now the second wife he can take with bi'ah. So I would have thought that just the second wife he can take with bi'ah. Maybe the first wife, the Amma Avriya, can take with bi'ah. Kamash ma'ala? No. Ki yikah ish isha uba'ala. Bi'ah only is by an isha and not by an Amma. If the Avirabi haisfara minalin, I gotta go back. Rabbi that learned from Ki yikah ish isha uba'ala, he learns from their bi'ah by a regular girl. How does he learn Amma Avriya? No bi'ah. Im ken nikhtov rahmana uba'al. My uba'alaha, shma' mina tarte. The pasuk said, ki yikah ish isha uba'al. Uba'alaha comes along and says, this one, apuke, ama'avriya. Ul-rabba, the amaber. According to Rabba that said, bar ahina asbirali, bar ahina is the name of rabbi. Explain to me, ki yikah ish isha uba'ala. When it says in the pasuk, ki yikah ish isha uba'ala, teach me a following hadush. Kiddushin amesurim de bi'ah havu kiddushin. Kiddushin she'en mesurim de bi'ah lo havu kiddushin. Which means, according to Rava used the pasuk of ki yikah ish isha already for uba'ala for a different derasha. A kiddushin to be a kiddushin has to be a kiddushin hamesurim de bi'ah. Kiddushin that could lead to a bi'ah. Any kiddushin that cannot lead to a bi'ah is not considered a kiddushin. For example, a guy goes to a father of many daughters, right? Betecha mekudeshet li. But he doesn't specify what girl is going to be Mekudeshet. Okay? He's not allowed to go with any of them. Why? Because Sefek Ahot Ishto. Ahot Ishto is Bekaret. And therefore that's a type of Kiddushin Shelo Nimsiru Lebi'ah. And therefore nothing is Hal Bechlal. The Kiddushin like that is not Hal. You understand what he did? So therefore, the Torah is teaching him Ki Yekach Ish Isha Uba'ala. It's got to be a type of Kiddushin that can lead to a Bi'ah. So if he learns that pasuk already for that, how does he know that Amma Avriya? Again, a guy goes to a father, many daughters. No, you can't have it. Which girl are you going to have a bi'ah with?
The first one, yeah.
No, you didn't specify. There's three girls over there. Maybe it's this one, maybe it's this one, maybe it's that one. So you're going to go with the first one. You can have a bi'ah. He gave kesef. Whatever it is. He gave kesef to the father, but he was vague. So you don't know which daughter, which one you're mekudeshet. So the one you're going to go bi'ah with now, what's going to happen? You're going with a hot ishto. Maybe you're going with your sister's, with the wife's sister. So you can't go with anyone. So that's the type of kiddushin that can never lead to a bi'ah. So that's what Abba learns about ahina. So if you're learning, how did you learn the Rebki? Yikach ish isha uba'ala. It's going to lead to bi'ah. Also, according to if uba'ala is used already, so how does he know Amma Avriya? No. Which is according to the way we just learned, uba'ala comes and teaches me what? It teaches me two things. It teaches me number one, according to the bi'ah. Bi'ah is a kinyan. And also, uba'alaha teaches me dafka bi'ah by a regular lady, but not by an amma avriya. But according to Bar'ayina, this explanation that teaches me that we learn from the word uba'ala. This deen has to be misunderstood in the bi'ah. How is Rabbah going to know the deen of amma avriya? So the Gemara says, מהיקה למאמר, אם כן נכתוב קירה או בעלה.
If the pasuk was trying to teach me just kinyan, it could have said, ki yikach ish isha, that's one way, kesef, או בעלה, or bi'a.
מהי ובעלה?
From the fact that it says, או,
שמע מינה כולהו.
You can learn everything. You can learn all three חדושים. Number one, I could learn bi'a itself. Number two, I could learn that Amma, yes. I'm sorry, a regular lady, yes. Amma, no.
Ubalah.
And from the u, instead of the o, teaches me that why? It's got to be a kiddushin that could lead to abia. Ubalah, it's got to lead to abia, but if it doesn't, no good. So everything is learned from that.
Pasu comes again and says, V'nabi,
now go the other way.
V'nabi, hay bi'udat ba'al ma'yavid le,
good. Which is according to Rabbi Yohanan, the source of bi'a by a lady is what? The isha bi'ulat ba'al. That a married lady is called bi'ulat ba'al. From there we learn that what makes her a ish? What makes her a married lady? Bi'ila. Good. According to the B, you don't learn from that pasuk. You learn from the pasuk of ki yikach ish isha. Uba'ala. So what do you do with the pasuk of bi'ulat ba'al? Rabbi.
Amifahele. Ba'al ose ota bi'ula shelo kedarka. Ve'en acher ose ota bi'ula shelo kedarka.
Okay. Rabbi has a chidush over here, that what? Only the husband, when he makes a bi'ah shelo kedarka, that makes her a bi'ula. It takes away a betulin. But if somebody else would make a bi'ah shelo kedarka by a lady, she remains a betula. So the pasuk is saying like this, ki yikach, it says, vihi isha bi'ulat ba'al. Why would I have to say bi'ulat ba'al? The pasuk could have said maybe bi'ulat ish. Or something like that. From the fact that it's saying bi'ulat ba'al, it's coming to say that what, that the ba'al's bi'ah is different than everybody else's bi'ah. In what sense? In the sense that what? That his bi'ah shelo kedarka is different than everybody else's bi'ah shelo kedarka. That what? Bi'ulat ba'al. The ba'al's bi'ah makes her a bi'ulah. Mashaykh the bi'ah, if somebody else doesn't make her a bi'ulah, she remains a bit. The Gemara says, hold it. That doesn't make any sense based on what we learned already. Why?
Gemara says, "Umi'it l'Rabbi Haisevara ve'atanya ba'u aleha yud anashim." You have a na'ara me'orasa. 10 guys went with her. Ve'adayini betula, meaning they all had bi'ash lo kedarka. Kulam beskila. According to Tanakama, they all get sekila. Rabbi Omer ani harishon beskila. But then what? Once the rishon gets sekila, she already is now a be'ula, and the rest v'kulam be'henek. Everybody else pregnant. So you see what? Not the Baal makes her a Be'ulah. That's why they get henek, like a regular Ishit Ish. Oh, so how you say that? So the answer is, Amar Rabbi Zeramo de Rabbi Le'inyan Knas Dechulu Mishalmeh.
Says, you're right. Le'inyan Mita, Rabbi didn't say his Hadush. Which means, Le'inyan Mita, which is the case of Gabe Sikila and Henek, Rabbi says that only the husband makes her a Be'ula, but Legabe everybody else, I take it back. Legabe Mita, according to Rabbi, even somebody else will make her a Be'ula. By Mita. And therefore, if Na'aram Urusa went with 10 people, the first guy that goes with her, okay, he went with a Be'ula. And therefore, Sikila. The next 9, they went Shalokadarkaz. Shalokadarkaz, the next 9, doesn't matter. She's considered a Be'ula. And therefore, they're going to get the smaller punishment of Henek. I mean, legabe mita, others make her a bi'ula by a bi'ash to kedarka. So when did Rabbi say, v'hi bi'ulat ba'al, that makes a chiluk between the ba'al shelo kedarka and everybody else's, the inyan knas. What's the inyan knas? Tap Rashi.
Afaga v'inyan k'tala lo chashiv lekebetula, l'inyan knas b'she'ena arusa.
The regular case of a girl that's not a arusa, we have a law that says if a person is me'anis or mefateh a da'ara betula, he's got to pay a knas to the father. Okay? So the hadush is over here that what? If let's say a guy went with her, made a bi'ah shelo kedarka. Okay? So bi'ah shelo kedarka, she's going to be considered, according to the B, a bi'ula for the next guy. Which is the next guy that goes with us, she's a bi'ula le'inyan that he won't have to pay knas. Which means only the husband makes her a
Mechila. Mechila. Only the husband, bi'ashilo kedarka, makes her a be'ula, but legabe knas, reverse what I said, legabe knas, she remains a betula. And therefore, no matter how many people go with her, me'anesa, shilo kedarka, they're going to have to pay knas. Yeah, that's going to be. Understand that? That's what I said. Which means, no, sikhila by onis. By onis, but onis is regular, she's not married. She's a regular na'ara, not me'orasa. The law is a guy goes me'anesa, na'ara regila, he's got to pay knas. Oh, so the hadush is what? Let's say 10 people went and they were me'anesa shelo kedarka. Shelo kedarka, shelo kedarka. Do they all have to pay knas? According to the B, yes. Because only the bi'ash shelo kedarka of the husband makes her a bi'ula. But the bi'ash shelo kedarka of others, she remains a bitula. Le'inyan knas.
That's me'anesa, a non-bitula.
No, you don't pay knas. Only a bitula. Na'ara bitula. Ashelo orasa, the Torah says. So therefore,
by
ketala, then the B says no. That biashlokadaka, she loses the biashlokadaka makes her a be'ula. So the first one, because she was still a bitula, she's not amru. So the guy made a irusim with shtal, let's say.
No, it's not the
ba. Right, which is the first one. No, I say the husband, the ba made a kiddushim with shtal. So she's still a bitula.
Okay.
So the first guy now went with the shlokadaka. Shlokadaka, she's a bitula at that point, right? That guy's gonna get sikila, but the next nine guys that go shelo kedarka already, she's considered, or 10 guys, whatever, she's considered at that point now a be'ula already. Le'inyan mita, therefore they get henik. She's le'inyan mita, we consider a be'ula. Le'inyan knas, we consider her a betula al yadahaya. That's the hiluk. Question is why? Who told you to make this hiluk? So the Gemara asks, Maishina mekatala, which means what's the difference between knas and katala? Shani atam, it's different over there. The amar kra ume taish asher shachav ima libado. Oh, so the pasuk says over there by the case of the guy that goes with na'aram orasa, it says the word libado. Master that what? Only the first guy gets sikila. And everybody else doesn't. Obviously, you have to talk about a case over there where he did one type of biyashilo kedarka. So the first guy gets sikila, but everybody else, the same as the katuf, the word lebado, rashi lebado, kraye tirau, that ketiv le na'ara lo ta'aseh davar. Which means, if a girl, let's get that clarity over there. Let's get that clarity over there. Ah, I'm sorry. That pasuk was written by a na'ara that was ne'insa. Okay? So she was ne'insa. She was a na'ara. Yes. Good. She was a na'ara mu'rasa that was ne'inas. Good. So who do you kill in that case? You kill the ma'anis, because he went with eshet ish. But you don't kill the na'ara, because she was raped. Right? So what does the pasuk mean when it says, Umeta ish asher shakaf imal libado? It's not coming to tell me that only he dies and she doesn't, because we know that already. Because the place is v'lanara lo ta'asa davar, lo ta'asa davar. We know that she doesn't die. So this libado must be going on the me'ansim themselves. Mm-hmm. That the first me'anis, he dies, meaning he dies of sikila. And the other nine will die with henik. Because libado, he's the only one. Only this guy dies with sikila. Well, who else is going to die with sikila? Let's see, 10 other guys. They're not going to die with sikila? No, they're going to get henik. Why? Because the gabe katala, she's considered be'ula by bi'ah, she lo kedarka. That's how he knows it, right? So that's the henuk he makes. Oh, the rabbanan hay libado may avdele. But the rabbis that said all 10 get sikila, right? Because the rabbis in the Brit that learned that if a guy has bi'ah with shelo kedarka, and then another one with an aramor, so they all get sikila. What do you do with the word lebado? Yeah? Different Brit, they learned it for the following hadush. Umetu gam shenehim. Okay, what is this referring to over here? This is talking about a regular case over here. A guy goes and commits a ni'uf. Eshet ish. Eshet ish, both of them get the chenik. Right? Umet gam shenehim. What's gam shenehim? Both the man and the lady. So what do you learn from Gam Shinehim? What does this Gam Shinehim teach me? So it says, Ashu Shavim Ke'ehad.
They have to be equal. Devrei Rabbi Hoshaya. Meaning, if let's say the, for example, let's say the man is a gadol, bar onshin, and the lady is a ketana. So you would have thought that what? Kill the man and let the girl go free because she's a ketana. Kama aswa, they both go free. Why? Because it says, umetu gam shenehen. That they only both die if they're equal. Once one is off the hook, they're both off the hook. That's the opinion of Roshaya. Rabbi Natan omer, umeta ish asher shachav ima lebado. Al pasuk. He says, no, they don't have to be shavim. You can kill one guy without the lady, or the lady without the man. How did you learn that from? From the pasuk of lebado. So therefore, the rabbis will learn from the pasuk lebado to a regular case of eshet ish. That what? It teaches me they don't have to be both guilty of mita. Even if one is off the hook because of a minor, the other one will die. That's what they learned from lebado. Oh, Rabbi Yohanan, hay sivara minale. Now, Rabbi Yohanan, how does he know this sivara? That what? Look at Rashi. De baal ose ota be'ula shelo kedarka. Which is now, it's not answering a question. Which is all this started in Rabbi Yohanan. Right? Rabbi Yohanan, what do you do with the pasuk of ki yikach ish isha u'ba'ala? I learned from there that the man that has a bi'ah shelo kedarka with his wife makes her a be'ula. Right? As opposed to anybody else. The inyan, I gotta speak it out. The inyan, right, the inyan, knas, and not the inyan, mita. So, how do you know this? In ken nichtov kera be'ulat ish. Because if the pasuk was just trying to tell me that bi'ah is koneh, the pasuk would have said be'ulat ish. My be'ulat ba'al. What does the word be'ulat ba'al come and teach me? Shma'mina tarte. It's coming to teach me both. I want to repeat that that last question. The Gemara said like this. I repeat. The Rabbi, going back. Rabbi learned from Kiyikach ish isha u'ba'ala. He learns bi'ah. So the Gemara said, what does he do with Be'ulat Ba'al? What does Rabbi do with Be'ulat Ba'al? Rabbi learns from Be'ulat Ba'al that what? That Shelo Kedarka by the husband makes her a Be'ula. Good. But Rabbi Yohanan, you learn from Be'ulat Ba'al already that that's the source of Bi'ah. How do you know then Bi'ah Shelo Kedarka of the husband makes her a Be'ula? So from that, the Gemara says, because the Pasuk could have said Be'ulat Ish. From the fact that it said Be'ulat Ba'al teaches me that the Ba'al's Bi'ah is different than everybody's. Because over there the Pasuk just trying to teach me what? That she's a married lady. Over there Be'ulat Ba'al Pasuk is talking about the case of Eshet Ish. So say Be'ulat Ish. That will teach me that a lady becomes married if she had a Bi'ah from a man. But from the fact that it says Be'ulat Ba'al, it teaches me that the Ba'al's Bi'ah is different than everybody else's Bi'ah. Again, that Pasuk of Be'ulat Ba'al, what was the context of that Pasuk?
I don't have a difference between the two, what they do with Be'ulat Ba'al.
Oh, Be'ulat Ba'al teaches me the Bi'ah of the Ba'al Shelo Kedarka.
That's Rabbi.
No. Rabbi learned it from somewhere else. Which means, let's go slow. Same Pasuk he learned it from. But he didn't have to make this whole drasha Be'ulat Ish for the Be'ulat Ba'al. The whole Pasuk to him was available. Because he learned bi'ah from the pasuk of ki yikach ish isha uba'ala. So the Gemara says, so what do you do with bi'ulat ba'al? To teach me, I use it to teach you what? That the bi'ah of the ba'al, and she look at that guy's different than everybody else's. Not linyan kras, not linyan mitad. You learned that pasuk, you used it. So where do you know the sivara of bi'ah shelokadarka of a ba'al? Is it from the word ba'al? Because the pasuk, if it just was teaching me my eye, it could have said bi'ulat ish. That says bi'ulat ba'al, comes and tells me both. That's what the Gemara says. Bi'ulat ish, my bi'ulat ba'al, shma'mina, tarte. Amen v'amen.